This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith this morning and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. If you're in the workplace or a student or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're somebody who's never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. So we're going to start with a couple of victory verses. Victory verses are verses that I come across throughout the week that have really kind of grabbed my heart's attention. And they both come from the Psalms this week. The first one is Psalm 57, verses 1 and 2. And it goes like this. Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadows of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. I'll just repeat that last line. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. The second verse today, also from the Psalms, Psalm 84, verses 5 through 7. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to hear the previous programs, or you can also go to the website, it's mark5ministries.com. You can go to that website as well. It's Mark and then the number 5, mark5ministries.com. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we appreciate your encouragements. And, of course, we welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. You really want to stay with us for this one. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Virginia Waterfowling Workshop will be at Holiday Lake 4-H Center in Appomattox, September 25th through 27th. They offer 3 different 4-hour-long classes that include waterfowl calling, decoy placement, and more. Jefferson Area Board for Aging is recruiting volunteers in their insurance counseling program, especially for Medicare Part D prescription plan and the Affordable Care Act open enrollment. JABA also needs help in data entry and answering phones. The Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary have begun preparations for this year's street festival on October 3rd. The festival will be on the Firemen's Fairgrounds behind the firehouse on Baker Street in Gordonsville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at WCHB.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. With us on the program today, we have my friend Kathy Bleem. Kathy is a third grade teacher over at the Covenant School. Kathy, I'm glad we were able to kind of get you out and be on the program today. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So we like to start this show talking about the faith journey. And so we'd like to hear from you a little bit about your faith journey.
All right. Well, I grew up going to a church, but I never really felt like it meant anything to me. Personally, I did it as a duty kind of more than anything. But in college, some women invited me to a Bible study, and I didn't know if I should go or not because I felt like it might be a little bit weird. I don't know what to expect. But when I got there, I found their love and their joy to be different and something I'd never experienced before in my church growing up. And so I learned after meeting with them for a while that they had personal relationships with Jesus, they said. And I didn't really know what that meant, but they said, you know, just confess that you're a sinner and that you need Jesus, and he will come into your life and sort of take over. And I thought, I don't know if I want someone else taking over my life because I sort of like it myself, you know, to run it myself. So I remember lying on my dorm room bed and looking up at the ceiling and saying, God, I don't know if you're real or if you want to come into my heart, but I want you to come into my heart and take over. And if you're not real, I'll know it right away and I'll do something else. That was my big conversion prayer. And from then on, I started seeing him answer little prayers that I'd pray, like I would pray for a parking spot and one would come. Or I would pray for one time I remember that we had a Bible study that went over time. And my boyfriend was supposed to come and pick me up at a certain time. And I said, Lord, if you're real, make him late. And he was late. And it was the first time he'd ever been late. And I thought, that's a little scary. Like, he really heard me. So I started praying specifically for things and seeing God answer so many prayers. I felt like, okay, I really am a sinful person. I really need you, Lord. And he, I've been growing in my faith since then, and just other people, other Christians have helped me so much in my faith walk, and I've learned to fall in love with Jesus, and he's really my best friend.
Can I just chime in on that? You know, and you and I love to read the Bible, and we talk about that a lot, which is new for both of us, really, to really study the Bible, but Paul writes in his book to the Romans, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, then you will be saved. And so many times you and I have done that, and others will ask, well, how do you get faith? And that's always one of those verses that I point people to. It's a confession of faith, and then it's a believing.
Yes. And I felt like both of those things are a gift, you know, and the believing itself was a gift. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so special to be able to know that there's a God that's in control and I don't have to control my own life.
And what about this idea of the God who is relational, who actually wants to know you? I mean, you and I share that, I think, in common. I went so many years myself not really knowing God, knowing about God, and kind of going through the motions that way. But when you come down and you realize that God is a relational God, that he wants to know you, that he's a knowable God, that you can get to know him, and that as you become born again, that he does come into your heart, and you've heard the song Jesus Take the Wheel, and he does.
Yes.
He will.
Yes. And sometimes it's a wheel that you don't know the direction it's going, and you just have to trust the one that's guiding you because you don't know how your situation is going to happen or how it's going to turn out.
Well, keep us going on your faith journey. I want to hear some more about this, and particularly as it intersects with your daughter.
Okay. Well, I think we had our greatest test in 1997 when our daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. And the night before she was diagnosed, the doctor called and said, because we'd taken her in for a physical because she was having headaches that wouldn't go away. And the doctor said, well, I'll take a blood test. I don't see anything wrong, but we'll just take a blood test just in case. So that night, the doctor called me and said, you need to come in tomorrow and bring your husband. And I said, well, you can't tell me what's wrong? Mm. And he said, well, there's some concern with this blood test. And so I hung up the phone and I walked over to Lauren, who was in bed at the time. She's 10 years old. And I got in bed with her and we were starting to read the Bible. And I flipped randomly open to Psalm 103:3 says, he forgives your sins and heals your diseases. And I looked at my daughter and I said, that verse is either true or it isn't. And she said, it's true, Mommy. Mm. And so the next day we found out that she had leukemia and she was having a blood transfusion the very next day.
Wow.
And it went on from there. But I felt like we hung on to that verse, like sort of like a bulldog holds onto a bone, mm-hmm. like we did not want to mm-hmm. let go of that verse that he heals our diseases. And she would look at me sometimes in her little 50-pound body, lost all her hair, and she'd say, am I going to die, Mommy? And I'd say, remember our verse, he heals your diseases. That's got to be true. And she'd say, okay. And then she was healed, and she's now 28. She was 10 at the time.
Wow.
And she's on her third half marathon running, training for it. And she is a delight, and like the delight, one of the delights of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very close relationship, as you can imagine, because mm-hmm. when you see your daughter come really close to death mm-hmm. and then not die and live and be thriving, mm-hmm. you're just in awe. I felt like I was watching the whole thing in awe.
Mm.
Like it wasn't me doing it, but God did this miracle that I was privileged to watch. And I feel like I need to tell people about that mm-hmm. because they might be at the point where I need a miracle right now.
Mm.
And if God doesn't come through, nobody else can help me.
Let's talk about this kind of, I characterize it as time in the furnace, from the diagnosis at age 10. How long did her treatments go, and how long until she was declared cancer-free? How long was that period?
Okay, good question. Well, what they try to do with leukemia is force them into remission the first month, and that happened. So she was technically in remission the first month, but we still had to have medicines a whole year. So she was in and out of the hospital for a whole year, you know, sometimes a week at a time, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 2 days. We got to be really good friends with the nurses, and later Lauren started to babysit for one of the nurses, actually take care of her kids, and we became close with the family. And it became kind of a sweet time in the hospital, weirdly enough, because, you know, when you're on life and death issues, you become really close with the other people in the hospital, and it's almost like battlefield buddies or something, and you feel like there's no class lines, nothing matters but the life of your child, you know. So you become friends with all these people, which was kind of a hidden blessing. And Lauren became friends with these other kids. And anyway.
We're going to take a break in just a second. But as we head towards the break, and we're talking with Kathy Bleem from the Covenant School, and she's describing this time when her daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at age 10. I want to ask you, as we head towards the break, Kathy, how important was your faith to you during that time of the diagnosis, and during that time, which I kind of call the time in the furnace, how important was your faith to you at that moment?
Well, I think it made all the difference in the world. I feel like I don't know how people go through this without God, mm-hmm. and other people praying for you too. Mm-hmm. That was a huge help. Mm-hmm. You know, Covenant School prayed for us. Mm-hmm. Our church prayed for us. We had so many people praying for us, and I really felt supported at that time, and felt like our faith grew, mm-hmm. because when you see miracles, and actually writing a book about the experience because I feel like other people might need to hear this, mm-hmm. and saw a lot of miraculous recoveries from many children and many adults, and realize that Jesus is still alive and active today.
Yes.
He's not.
Amen.
He didn't just quit doing miracles when he, you know, in the New Testament, he does miracles, and I've seen many, mm. and really encouraged by that. So if a listener is at the point where they don't feel like they have hope, I feel like cry out to God and ask for help. Because he's right there. He's near.
And a verse as we head to the break that we've leaned on in our family when we go through this time in the furnace is, because he himself suffered, he is able to help us when we are suffering. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Kathy Bleem from the Covenant School. We're going to take a break and be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Virginia Waterfowling Workshop will be at Holiday Lake 4-H Center in Appomattox, September 25th through 27th. They offer three different four-hour-long classes that include waterfowl calling, decoy placement, and more. Jefferson Area Board for Aging is recruiting volunteers in their insurance counseling program, especially for Medicare Part D prescription plan and the Affordable Care Act open enrollment. JABA also needs help in data entry and answering phones. The Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary have begun preparations for this year's Street Festival on October 3rd. The festival will be on the Firemen's Fairgrounds behind the firehouse on Baker Street in Gordonsville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to esa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at
chv.com. This is Everyday Faith with your host Jeff Gaffney here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Kathy Bleem. Kathy is my friend from the Covenant School, third grade teacher there. And we're talking about the story, the real life story in Kathy's life, where her daughter at age 10 was diagnosed with leukemia. And we're picking up the story there again, where she's diagnosed at age 10, and Kathy and her family really lean on the Word of God. And Kathy, if we could go back to that verse for our listeners, and do you find it shocking now, looking back, that you open the Bible and Psalm 103 is what you fall on?
Well, I thought that was really a gift from God, mm-hmm. to show me that night, and also because that's before we even knew what was wrong with her. So I felt like that was just a little bit of a a hope before we even knew what was wrong with her. Like, yes, she'll have a disease, but yes, I'm going to heal her. Mm-hmm. So it was Psalm 103:3 that says, he forgives your sins and heals your diseases. Mm. And so verses became so important to us. We taped them all over her hospital room. Mm. And so any verse about healing, my friends would give me all these verses on note cards, and we put them all over our hospital room, sort of physically surrounding ourselves with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And one of them, Psalm 30, verse 2, says, O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Mm. And that is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So we put that up on the wall, and that was sort of, we felt like it was a refuge to have those physically up around us. Mm-hmm. Also, we listened to many scriptures on put to songs, which really helped. We even played them when Lauren was falling asleep because someone told me, you never know what happens in the night.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So just listen to the verses in the night, even if you're asleep, and, yes. and who knows.
Yes.
So, I mean, when you're desperate, you do everything you can, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. we did everything we could, and the best thing we could do was help our daughter. And I felt like my husband had to really work really long hours because I had to take the year off mm-hmm. to take care of her. So he would come and spend the nights with Lauren in the hospital and sleep in like next to her. And I would go home with our son, Parker, who was 5 years old at the time,
wow.
and take care of him. And then we'd switch off during the day, and I'd drop Parker off at school and go back to Lauren, and Greg go back to work mm-hmm. and, you know, change his shirt. It was a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, holding on to God and his scripture, you know, you talk about the furnace. That was a furnace.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture really pulled us through and gave us hope.
Mm. And so coming out of that furnace experience for you, do you feel like your faith grew during that time? Do you feel like that you developed just a sweeter intimacy with the Lord going through that furnace experience?
I really feel like I did.
Mm-hmm.
That when you have nothing but God, he becomes precious.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that time, you know, I had God, but I had my friends, I had my, you know, my job, I had a lot of other things. But sometimes when you're stripped of everything but God, he becomes so more real mm-hmm. and so dear
mm-hmm.
and so important. So I really almost feel like I can ask him anything mm-hmm. now, you know.
So your relationship grew much deeper.
I feel like it did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, for any of our listeners who are going through kind of this quote-unquote furnace experience or really trying time, I also want to mention a book that was referred to me by one of my favorite theologians. His name is Tim Keller. He's the pastor of Redeemer Church up in New York City, and he's written many, many books. So if you just go on and Google Tim Keller, you'll see a whole list of books. But the one book in particular that has just been fantastic, if you're going through a tough time in your life, it's called Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering. And it's been really an encouragement to me, and I've been able to kind of share it with some other friends. And there's a lot of different places in the Bible where he lands. But of course, one of the places where the Bible starts off in the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20, the story of Joseph's life as Joseph kind of is coming out of the furnace experience of his life, where he was put in jail wrongly and falsely accused, thrown back in jail. His brothers tried to kill him almost at one point. And anyway, we all pretty much know the story of Joseph. But at the very end in chapter 50, he says the verse, "What the enemy meant for bad, God can use for good." And so I know that during furnace times in my life, and I've been there, not exactly where you've been, but I've had my own furnace, and I know I've been holding tight to that verse. And then where Keller goes in his books is he draws a connection over to the New Testament, where Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8, he says, "For we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose." So he draws this wonderful connection point from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Then he goes back to the Old Testament. Anyway, it's a terrific book. And speaking of book, I want to go back to the fact that you are writing a book that's chronicling your experience. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book adventure?
Well, when we were going through this, I felt like I need to take notes because this is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a writer, so I had to take a lot of writing classes, and I've read lots of writing books to train myself to be a writer so that I could write this story. Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like many people need to hear hope mm-hmm. in desperate times. And this is an adventure I'm on to try and finish this book and give people hope
mm-hmm.
That might need it. So it's been a long time. It's been 10 years that I've been writing it,
mm-hmm.
but I usually work on it mostly in the summer because mm-hmm. of my teaching jobs. And so it's been a labor of love, but I'm still working on it.
Well, I love your story. We're talking with Kathy Bleem from the Covenant School, and we're kind of walking with her. She's chronicling how she journeyed with her daughter at the diagnosis of age 10 of leukemia. And now, thankfully, she is healed and cancer-free and wonderfully at 28 years old and very, very healthy. And it's great because the Bible tells us in Revelation, the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, says Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And when they're talking about they overcame him, they're talking about the enemy, Satan, the devil, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Well, that's the work, the finished work on the cross that Jesus has done. But our part that we can bring to that is the testimony. And you're sharing your testimony here with others. And that's the part that we can do. And I think God will bless you. And I know that he has. And I'm hoping that by hearing your testimony that you'll be able to provide hope for others that are going through a tough time. Others that are, you know, there's a lot of cancer out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot mm-hmm. of our listeners that are dealing with cancer. Now, what if, we're kind of wrapping up the show here, Kathy, but what if there's a listener who they have been struggling with faith and they're coming from the perspective of how am I supposed to have faith with this cancer? What would you say to anybody who's really kind of struggling with the whole believing part, the believing that Jesus can heal our diseases? Do you have any words for them?
That's a good question. I think what helped me, sometimes I'd actually have to leave Lauren physically to build back up my faith because I couldn't look at her body sometimes because she was so sick sometimes. She'd get a fevers of 105. And it depended on where I would look. If I'd look at God, the Word, and Jesus, almost like brainwashing myself
mm-hmm.
with that,
mm-hmm.
then my faith was strong. If I looked at the circumstances around me, I would sink like Peter
mm-hmm.
you know,
in the water.
In the water.
Right.
So it really depended on where I looked.
Yes.
And Jesus, I mean, if he created the world and he created our bodies, can't he just heal leukemia? I mean, it's like a cold to him.
Yes. You know? Well, Kathy, that is so encouraging because it reminds me, again, on this show, we've talked about Romans chapter 12 and the importance of renewing our minds. And it sounds like you've done a wonderful job with that and holding on to the faith. Kathy, thanks for being on the show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. God, we need